We turn now to NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte, who joins us this morning from The Hague in the Netherlands. Welcome back to Face the Nation.
Mark, it's good to be back on the program. Good morning.
Good morning. We did see that Iran fired two missiles at Diego Garcia. That's that island in the Indian Ocean, which houses a U.S.-UK joint base. That was 4,000 kilometers from Iranian territory, furthest Iran has ever gone. You just heard Ambassador Waltz say there might be a difference there in how Israel and the U.S. assess that capability Iran has in terms of what they fired. But Israel says these were intercontinental ballistic missiles that could hit Berlin, Paris, and Rome. Does NATO share that Israeli assessment?
We cannot confirm that at the moment, so we're looking into that. But if this would be true, it is the more evidence that what the president is doing here, taking out the ballistic missile capability, taking out the nuclear capability from Iran, is crucial. And exactly as the ambassador just said, Ambassador Waltz, we have seen with North Korea, if we negotiate for too long, you might pass the moment where you can still get this thing done. And North Korea now has the nuclear capability. If Iran would have the nuclear capability, including together with the missile capability, it would be a direct threat, a existential threat to Israel, to the region, to Europe, to the stability in the world. So the president doing this is crucial. And I've seen the polling, but I really hope the American people will be with him because he is doing this to make the whole world safer.